I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The RCIPS 2025 Annual Crime and Traffic Report shows some notable shifts in other crime categories as well as a significant rise in arrests. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more.
In 2025, police recorded 1,045 offenses in the other crime category. The most significant increases were linked to use of information and communication technology to defraud, abuse, threaten, or harass, as well as property damage offenses. Smaller increases were seen in fraud-related crime. 37% of these crimes were detected, meaning resolved either by caution, arrest, or court summons, while 23% remain active under investigation. Arrests rose sharply last year. A total of 2,671 arrests were made, 273 more from 2024. These arrests relate to offenses committed either in 2025 or previous years. Police say 344 individuals were arrested on two or more occasions, and 30 people were arrested five or more times. The RCIPS says the increase reflects its strategic focus on preventing and disrupting crime, particularly serious and organized offending, and reducing reoffending. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Cayman Islands celebrates World Intellectual Property Day, recognizing the role IP plays in innovation and economic growth. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
This year's theme, IP and Sports, Ready, Set, Innovate, highlights how intellectual property supports advances in sports technology and performance. Premier, Honorable Andre Ebanks.
This event is a reminder of the reason behind the work at SIPO. Kudos to the team for such an excellent execution of the pickleball tournament and open play.
Cayman Islands Intellectual Property Office marked the day with a pickleball tournament on April 24th, bringing together public and private sector teams. Intellectual Property Officer Director Tarita Kalu noted that IP drives the global sports industry, calling it the real MVP behind innovation, while Premier Andre Ebanks says IP protection helps Cayman's innovators and athletes thrive.
Intellectual property drives advancement in every sector, and sports innovation is no exception. By protecting ideas and encouraging creativity, we enable our athletes, inventors, local creatives, and local entrepreneurs to reach new heights.
The Ministry of Financial Services says this event highlights the Cayman Islands' continuing efforts to enhance its IP regime to support local creators and entrepreneurs. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now the BBC, four stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The governor of Russia's Krasnodar region says a Ukrainian drone attack has caused a massive fire at an oil refinery in the Black Sea port of Tuapse. Ukraine has attacked facilities there repeatedly this month. Reports from Ghana say the government has ended talks with the United States on health aid. Ghanaian officials are quoted as saying that Washington wanted access to citizens' health data, which Ghana refused. An Austrian man has pleaded guilty to planning an attack on a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna nearly 2 years ago at his trial. The 21-year-old, named only as Baron A, has also admitted to being part of a terrorist organisation. Prosecutors said he had pledged allegiance to the militant group Islamic State. It's now known that at least 15 people were killed when a long-distance train smashed into a stationary commuter train east of the Indonesian capital Jakarta on Monday. At least 80 others were injured. Most of the dead are women. A women-only carriage bore the brunt of the impact. A Malian airline has suspended flights to and from two towns in the north and centre. The move comes after Islamist rebels killed Mali's defence minister at the weekend and seized control of several areas. Japan is to start trialling humanoid robots as baggage handlers in an attempt to offset increasing labour shortages at its busiest airport. Japan Airlines plans to introduce the Chinese-built bots in May as the number of international tourists arriving in Tokyo continues to grow. Nepali mountaineers have managed to clear a route past a massive chunk of ice that's blocked the route up Mount Everest for 2 weeks. Hundreds of mountaineers have been stuck at Everest's base camp. They've been waiting to begin summit attempts next month.